that were open and had the quick cream and stuff in them.
Okay, what's the difference between glazing and frosting? You mentioned that.
Well, glazing is a hardened sugar icing that is...
It's a syrup.
It's syrupy, but it hardens. And the frosting is usually a softer, it's made of sugar, but it's a softer, non-hardening.
Okay. What about a cake, a type of cake that's baked in a pan of, might be as big as just this area here, and has icing on it, maybe a little nuts and stuff, and shallow, and you maybe serve it to a morning club or something like that. What would you call that?
Coffee cake.
Okay. And what might something like a coffee cake, but baked as an individual piece, just a little small, maybe it's round or something?
Tarts?
Buns. Or buns?
Sugar buns.
Sugar buns. Okay. And sometimes there are the
jelly buns.
All right. You ever heard it referred to as like the country, the Scandinavian country?
Well, we have the Swedish pastries.
Pastries.
Or Danish?
Yeah, Danish pastries, Swedish pastries, and we used to have German.
But theirs is usually richer.
Yeah, they make theirs different from ours and different seasons. Flavorings.
Okay, if a person is washing dishes or something and has a large ring on her finger with a large stone or something, has to take it out. What do you call this, the ring, anyway? A ring with a large
stone. You mean the diamond ring?
All right, what else would you... Is there any other names that you might refer to them?
No, it's a stone setting.
Okay, what kind of stone might be in it?
Any kind of stone of mind, as far as that's concerned. Emeralds and rubies, as well as diamonds and
sapphires.
Sapphires and emeralds, and also they have synthetic stones that they put in there.
Okay, how about in terms of clothing styles, a little bit now, you worked at Verdine's.
What now?
In terms of clothing styles. You mentioned you worked at Verdine's for a few years. What would you call a knee length shorts? Just knee length. For both men or women, either way. Or both.
Yeah, they call those knee length. I don't know what they call them now.
Alright, well, it doesn't matter what
you
knee length shorts. What you would call them, right. How about if they were lower than knee length, down, say, about here?
They used to call them pedal pushers, because they were out of the way of the bicycle pedals. And
okay. How about if they were higher than knee length up in here?
Well, there's boxer shorts and short Bermudas and long Bermudas, and there's, It was too short shorts.
Okay. Alright. How about clothes that's previously owned by somebody else that are given to someone in the family? What do you call those?
Cast-offs?
Okay.
Secondhand.
Alright. If a child got them, would you still call them a set? Would there be a different term for something that maybe a child would get versus what an adult would get?
No. Hand-me-downs.
Is that what a child would get?
Well, it would be what the older brother wore, the older sister, and they would hand them down as they became the right size for them, would be in the family. But I don't know. I never did have to deal with that. I give them out to the charities, and they use
okay. How about very fashionable or good-looking clothes? Do you have any names for those?
Well, they're stylish clothes, they're unstylish, they're old-fashioned or they're new-fashioned.
Or how much you pay for them.
Yeah.
According to the style you